On Monday, July 26, Japanese teenager Momiji Nishiya, aged 13, became the first Olympic champion in women's skateboarding. This is the first time skateboarding has been included in the Olympics. The silver medal went to 13-year-old Raisa Leal from Brazil and the bronze to 16-year-old Funs Nakayama from Japan. Momiji was super excited and told The Guardian, "I didn't think I could win, but everyone around me cheered me on, so I'm glad I was able to find my groove." U.S. skater Mariah Duran told ESPN, "It's going to change the whole game. This is like opening at least one door to, you know, many skaters who are having the conversation with their parents, who want to start skating. The distance from Tokyo, Japan to Bamiyan, Afghanistan is 6,400 kilometers. They are certainly worlds apart, but one thing ties them together. The love of skateboarding. Skatistan is an award-winning international non-profit organization which empowers children through skateboarding and education in Afghanistan, Cambodia and South Africa. By combining skateboarding with creative, arts-based education, they give children the opportunity to become leaders for a better world. Their focus is on groups who are often excluded from sports and educational opportunities, especially girls, children living with disabilities and those from low-income backgrounds. They provide safe spaces where children can have fun, build their skills and confidence and break down social barriers by making new friends. Skatistan's latest project is an indoor skate park being built in the town of Bamiyan in Afghanistan. I went to Bamiyan in 2016 and 2018 to run marathons in support of women and girls who run for freedom and equality. The situation in Afghanistan is becoming very difficult, but like all children, they just want to play and have fun. The distance from Bamiyan to Cochrane is 10,450 km and from Tokyo to Cochrane is 8,000 km, but one thing ties all three places together. A skateboard park. Cochrane's zero-gravity skate park features a 427-square-meter plaza and modern bowl unit set into a pristine hillside setting overlooking the river valley. The park's unique shape, concrete feature detailing, rock work and informal seating areas have made it a highlight on the Western Canadian Skate Park Network. The park is at the intersection of West Rock Road and Highway 22 and is open year-round for bikes and skateboards. On the day after 13-year-old Momiji Nishiya won the women's skateboarding gold medal, I was running past the zero-gravity skate park and it was packed. There was a group of kids in one part of the park getting a skateboard lesson, and boarders practicing their tricks throughout the area. The word has gone out around the world about Momiji's achievement, and skateboarders of all ages are having the dream of competing in the Olympics. One thing I know for sure is that they include skateboarders from Bamiyan and Cochrane. Copyright 2021 Martin Parnell. Info at martinparnell.com, www.martinparnell.com.